This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to think about doing with your life what Jesus Christ would have you to do with it, that is, to make something great of it. Through the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit guided him to say, in praying for the brethren at Philippi, that they may learn to approve the things that are excellent. And Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, and if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? You see, Jesus is here saying, even though it's posed in the form of a question, he's saying that anybody who is one of my followers must live something more than the ordinary life. He must live an excellent life. And as Peter put it in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, that Christ left us an example that we should follow our walk in his steps. And so, for quite some time now, I've been studying with you characteristics or elements of the excellent life. Already we have talked about 12 of these. And I didn't quite finish the 12th one, so I want to talk with you today about a little more along the line of mastering depression. You know what it means to feel blue. You just feel down. You feel like the world and everybody's against you. You look out and you wonder why you're not dead. You'd rather be dead, perhaps. Maybe that thought is even past your mind. Some people even take depression for granted, that feeling blue is actually the way of life, that it's the way everybody lives. But friends, I want to assure you that that is not the case. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice. Again, I say unto thee, rejoice. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they that mourn, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. The word translated blessed there is from the Greek word makarios, which means actually happy. A person who develops the characteristics of the Beatitudes will be a happy person. You can be that happy person. The Apostle Paul said again in Philippians 4, this time in verses 6 and 7, in nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. Notice that, in nothing be anxious. Isn't it wonderful today to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, has brought us the message that we need not be worried about anything? But that in everything, we should, with a prayer of thanksgiving in our hearts, make our requests, make our supplications, be made known unto God. And what will happen? And the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. My friends, when depression comes, tackle yourself. Not merely blame your circumstances. Don't sit around and say, oh, well, the world's gone wrong for me. Look at yourself. See where the real fault is. The real reason why you're not happy is because you're not following the Bible. It's because you're not a child of God. Or it's because if you are a child of God, you're not living the way the Bible teaches a child of God to live. Remember others. Remember what you owe to others. Maybe your wife or your husband. If you spend all of your time complaining, going about complaining about your lot in life and showing how unhappy you are, it cannot but help affect those who are around you. You cannot help but affect their lives. Realize that you owe it to others to be happy just as you owe it to yourself. Remember, some things are so important that you need to do them, to go on and do them, whether you're depressed or not. Sometimes we tend to say, well, if I felt better today, I'd do this job. But you know, there are things we need to do. We need to take care of our children. We need to be kind and loving to our wives or husbands, whether we feel good or not. We must not excuse ourselves for living a wretched, rugged life, unhappy life, simply because we make up excuses for ourselves. But our time's gone for today. I hope that you have made up your mind to live the excellent life, the life of following the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be back with you the next time, and until then, may God bless and keep you, is my earnest and sincere prayer.